Good evening. Hope you are well. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 20th of January, 2023. This is about the fifth time I've recorded the intro because of things just going wrong. That's what tends to happen when I record these. These are meant to be quick and easy to edit, so I don't really script them or anything, although that might be changing in the future. We might be tightening things up on this Supporters Club podcast. Anyway, hope you've had a really good weekend. The weather this weekend has been very good to be able to get out in the garden. Not perfect, don't get me wrong, but it was enough that I got down to the allotment and got out into the garden. And I managed to tackle quite a few things that have been annoying me or needing to get done. So first of all, I went down the allotment yesterday and I have righted the apple tree that was leaning over. It planted years ago, but it was leaning over some reason, and yesterday I managed to get it upright again and gave it a good prune. Hopefully that apple tree is going to survive. Fingers crossed it will. I was surprised just how easy. I was expecting I was going to have to dig that out and it was going to take a while. It didn't. It just seemed to move so easily. And then I've added some stakes and that hopefully will do it the world of good. Then I went to the raspberry bed, I pruned the raspberries down, these are the autumn raspberries, and cleared out a few weeds, including finding some of my old gardening tools, a hoe particularly, that I was just the right size for hoeing out that bed. So that was also a really good task to get completed. And then I've prepared my potato beds for this year. These are three beds I'm going to be growing potatoes in. So looking forward to actually getting those potatoes grown. Then today here at home, I've sorted out the pots, got my wife to help me with that. These are my plastic pots that seem to just collect, and trying to sort those into better storage, which is easier said than done. What else did I do? About September 2021, I had to go back to a video to find out when I actually done it. I had this willow tree in the garden, which I cut down, but I've left quite a bit of the trunk behind. The idea being, I put a Dalek compost bin over it, and I've been using that for our composting because I wanted to demonstrate this sort of technique that I've used for removing tree trunks just by using it as a compost bin. It's been 18 months that it's been there, so I decided I wanted some more compost anyway. I lifted up the compost bin, removed and used all that compost to add to the new bed that I've built, and that there was still the trunk that was remaining there. It hadn't rotted away, but it came out the ground so easy. In fact, I just gave it a sharp tug and it came out. So benefited from that. Really happy with that. And one of the other advantages is that Roxy, my puppy, now she's a very well-behaved dog. When we first got her, we used to take her out in the garden every couple of hours to pee. So she got used to peeing outdoors. So we don't have any problems with peeing indoors. But a few months ago, she started barking when she was out in the garden. Neighbours behind us have a dog and think she was trying to communicate with that. But it's not really ideal for our neighbours. So I've been trying to train her to not bark when she's outside, or inside for that matter. It's one of those things, if you ever have a dog, it's one of those things that isn't easy to do. But we've got there. We've been training her and training her. And this weekend, I've been out in the garden and we've just left the door open. She's been coming and going as she pleases and has been really well behaved. And I'm really pleased because I just like being in the garden and she just comes along and says hello and does her own thing. Exactly what I want when we got a dog. So yeah, overall, really, really good weekend. Now, what have I got to update you with? The seeds that we have been sowing this month are all doing okay. I'm just looking through my lists, what we got. So the rhubarb, that is growing really, really well. I'm going to keep updating you with the rhubarb. In fact, every seed that we do moving forward, we're going to update as we go on through. But the rhubarb is growing quite well. It's still too small to try and thin out, but the rhubarb, we've got pretty much 100% germination, and when we thin those out, I think I'm going to try and salvage the thinnings in order to try and grow more rhubarb. But I'm really impressed with how quickly that has grown. Added to that, the cauliflower that we sowed the other day, not really doing much. yet, but I didn't expect it when it is in a greenhouse, so it is going to be slightly slow. Now that brings us on to, this is obviously the last podcast for this month. February is, well, the seeds are going to be sent out this week, within the next couple of days actually. And I always like to share with you what seeds you're going to get. So first of all, looking on my list, aubergine little fingers. So these are, as the name suggests, an aubergine plant. I know we've done aubergines a few months ago, but we're doing them again. And these are little fingers, so they're fingerling aubergines. Should get quite a few out of them. And I love aubergines, absolutely delicious and tasty. So yeah, that's one that's gone on. Brussels sprouts, the variety is Darkmar. I've grown this for a number of years. It always does us well. We always get some decent Brussels sprouts. I always find that some of those in February seems to do quite well. And then, yeah, and that should give us Christmas dinner Brussels sprouts. So definitely another one to go on to there. We've got a red Welsh onion. So my understanding with Welsh onion is that it comes back year after year. So we're going to be growing it in a pot in order to grow it. And it's a perpetual onion. I guess we use it a bit like chives. I'm not too sure because I've not really done Welsh onions that much in the past. So this one we're going to learn a bit about. Cabbage greyhound. This is going to be a good winter cabbage. Should do us really, really well and provide us some good cabbages. Greyhound is a pointy cabbage, for those that don't know, so really, really nice. Chicory. This is a red chicory, Rosa di... I cannot pronounce it. But it's a nice chicory. I put a picture up of the radicchio the other day, but this chicory is also in that same category. Really easy to grow, really tasty. Looks like a lettuce, but it has completely different flavour. And then finally, spring onions, snow queen. Spring onions are there as the salad crop. The Welsh onions are meant to be the herb crop. So two different types of onions. But I love spring onions. We had some today, actually. So we're going to be growing those, and hopefully they should do really, really well. Luckily, February is the last month when it is quite tricky to work out the seeds. March, April, May onwards, it gets so much easier. There's so much choice around. In fact, there's almost too much choice. I've written a list and go through them. So, it's all good fun. Right, so any plans for this week? As the evenings are getting lighter, I am hoping to get down to the allotment on the way home from work, as long as I finish early. And this week particularly, because I'm not going to get down to the allotment next weekend. Saturday, I got to take Moxie for the groomers and what have you. So the day is pretty much taken up there. So I'm only going to be concentrating on things at home. And a Sunday, I'm going to Seedy Sunday, which is a seed swap in Brighton. And Charles Dowden's there doing a talk, which brings me on nicely. I have very kindly been sent a book from the publishers, which is Charles Dowden's kids' book, which is out later this week. I've had a read-through so far. I'm really liking the book. It's about no dig, of course, but designed for children. And we're going to get Charles Dowden on the podcast to discuss this book. It's his main thing. So if anybody has any questions they would like me to pot to Charles Dowden, then please do get in touch. Charles Dowden, for those that don't know, is the no-dig guru. Very, very excited to have him on the podcast. I met him once before, nice bloke, but I've never asked him on the podcast as of yet. So this is going to be a really, really good one. Now, moving forward, 2023, again, as I've wanted to do in the past, go out to more gardens and see more people. 2023, we're going to hopefully do that a bit more, as well as create these extra gardens that we have here at home. So, yeah, all a lot of fun that is going on. Anyway, I'm going to call this one a night. So you take care. We'll be back on Thursday with another Supporters Club podcast. Tomorrow podcast is all about potatoes. So lots going on there. And, I think that's about it. A couple of videos coming out this week. I want to work on the videos and the pictures as well. They're going down well. So lots of things going on. But until next time, you guys take care. I'll speak to you again next time.